Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Apologize for getting started a little late. That was I just lost track of time. Anyway, as I understand, everyone is on the line, so we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. And our first order of business is looking at the minutes from our last meeting. They were distributed with the agenda. I'll make a motion to approve them.
I'll second that motion.
Thank you, Doug. Is there any discussion regarding the minutes this month or this time? Then all in favor of approval say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Matt.
Okay, thank you. Then we have some loans for this month. And
Mr. Chairman, they've been approved for public purpose by the office.
Thank you. And I don't have my minutes in front of me, and I'm on my phone. I can't look them up.
There are five loans, total $5.2 million. The only special one is Beloit wants about $5 million to build a public works building. Otherwise, they're all pretty straightforward.
Yes. Okay, thank you, Doug. You took care of what I needed there. How many can most of you approve the loans?
Did I hear a motion to approve the loans?
Yeah, I said I make a motion to approve them. Yes, Doug.
Here, I'm sorry. I just said, Doug, I'll second them. I do have a question, not critical, but just obvious. We don't seem to get many school loans. Have you guys have a theory as to why we're getting most all municipal stuff and not schools?
That's a good question, Doug. The main reason is because almost all school district borrowing is tax-exempt borrowing, whereas municipal borrowing is a mix of taxable and tax-exempt. And because of the credit rating of a lot of the school districts, and because they do almost exclusively tax-exempt borrowing, a lot of them will go to the bond market for their borrowing needs.
Okay. So they can get a better deal there?
They can get a lower price on the money, yes, Doug.
Okay. It's always been true because we used to get a lot of school loans.
Well, we were getting those energy efficiency loans for some time.
Yeah, I'm talking about 10 or 20 years ago.
20 years ago, the legislature actually did a carve-out, and they required BCPL to reserve a certain amount of its loans specifically for school loans.
That's right. I remember that.
Yeah.
But that's gone now.
That's gone.
Okay. Well, thank you. Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Any other discussion regarding the loans? Then all in favor of approval say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
Matt, I vote no.
Okay. And I did just find my agenda and packet. So next item we have is any future agenda items? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I should note that we have representatives of the Legislative Council here in person at the meeting with us right now, and they're sort of, Tom and I both visited with them, it was last week Friday, for 2.5 hours, and they're just gathering information on how we operate and the issues related to the scope of study for this Leg Council proposed study on PCPL. And so they're here right now. If you want to ask any questions, anybody, you might be make a whack at it.
Well, I have a general question about this. Have all the members of this committee been appointed yet?
No.
No.
Sure. So this is Zach Ramirez from Legislative Council, and then Rachel Snyder, and then Nick Krieger from Representative Kasma's office is also here today. And so we could talk a little bit about process for membership if you want a better idea of that. The chair, Representative Kasma, has been appointed, and then the vice chair, Senator Lena Taylor, has been appointed. Other than that, then now is the time if a member of the public is interested in being on the committee, they can submit of a statement of interest and a resume to the Legislative Council office or to Representative Kasma's office or Representative or Senator Taylor's office. And then the the chairs of the Joint Legislative Council, which are Senator Roth and Representative Rob Brooks, will be coming up with a recommended membership list that then will be presented to the entire membership of the Joint Legislative Council to be voted on. And that's how the membership appointment process works.
I'm vaguely aware of that from back when I was a state senator. I'm just concerned that we have representation there for some of our stakeholders, like the librarians and the municipalities and the towns associations and the people who are the stakeholders. Any way we can make sure that happens?
Well, on our Legislative Council website, we have information for volunteering to serve on the committee. And then if you have individuals that you think would provide valuable insight, you could relay their names either to our offices or to either of the legislative offices to provide that information. And then, Jonathan, your question about timing, the co-chairs are planning to meet on May 9th to start the process of reviewing applications. And then it'll be on their timeline how they move through that process.
So we need to get stakeholders, if they haven't already, and most of them have, Doug, I'm aware of that.
But we okay, need to good, thank you.
Be up them that they get their statements in or their request in promptly.
Yeah, it's a great point you raised, Doug, and I did get a letter, and I think, did all the commissioners get the letter from WEMSA?
I suspect you did.
I don't remember that, but I'm sorry if I missed it.
Yeah, they've expressed an interest in participating in it. So, yeah, I've got a. When I'm not in my office right now, when I am there, I'll have to get that and make sure they know the process for getting involved.
I am aware, Mr. Chairman, that WEMTA has already sent a letter to both proposed committee chairs, not to the Ledge Council chair that I'm aware of. And I did call WEMTA and remind them that that needs to go to both, if possible. I'm also aware that the Towns Association and the League of Municipalities have submitted some requests or are doing so.
Oh.
That's the extent of my awareness right now, but I'll know a little bit more next week.
Oh, good. Then I don't have to do anything. Better. Okay.
So it's underway, but Any other questions? Do the members have any other questions of the Ledge Council while they're here, or Representative Katzman's office?
Not I.
All right.
Nope.
That's that.
Jonathan, do you have? We're on to the Executive Secretary report then.
I don't really have anything more to offer. The investment transaction report shows that we did a little more business in selling an inflation-protected treasury. Made some little money on it, actually quite a bit for the time frame involved. And nothing of large moment has been occurring in our bond purchases.
Okay. It seems to me when I talked to Tom yesterday that he had some good news about a recent investment that we made. We bought low, sold high pretty quickly, and made a...
That's what's in this transaction report. Yeah, it made $106,000 in two or three days. Actually, it's a little longer than that because you have to wait for the security to settle. And that's unusual, but it shows an awareness on the part of our investment officer to the opportunities as they arise. The bond was purchased initially, Brad, because it's a good long-term investment and also brings a current yield. But the volatility in this market has provided some opportunities, and so we try and take advantage of them as we can.
Now, I was complaining he didn't buy 10 instead of 1.
Okay.
We have 50 million dollars right now, not quite, but we're in the mid 40 million dollars in kind of reserve or uninvested, but we've also got two large investments that are on the horizon that we need to make, and we're projecting a cash flow of as little as $9 million sometime in August. So we're running it pretty tight, and we don't want to get in a position where we have to sell a bond that in a fire sale is not a timely sale.
So what are the unless it's confidential, what are the big long-term things coming in? I forget.
Well, one of them is the kind of, it's on the way, on the horizon, Doug. We've talked about it. Our investment with WIDA, which is, I believe, can you give me the amount right now because it keeps changing?
It's about 20, it's a little over $25
million. Yeah, it went down from the 30s to $25 million, and that's expected to be closed fairly soon. Then we have the Mount Pleasant loan.
That did fund.
So we just need to maintain some liquidity, Doug, and be mindful of it as we move along all the time.
How big is the Mount Pleasant loan?
That was, I believe, $21 million, and it's a short-term loan.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, great work, Rich, once again. Thanks for being so on the ball. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the order?
Nope.
Then I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
I'll third it.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you much.